Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And we are coming home from quite the traumatic Christmas Eve visit, Larry.
To put it mildly.
Dear God, why don't other people go through this? I don't know.
They probably do.
Maybe, and they just don't talk about it. Dear God. Anywho.
Who'd want to?
So we went over Larry's mom for Christmas Eve. That's what we do. And they got divorced several years ago. And what were they, like 69 getting a divorce?
Something like that.
And your mother's already out there dating people. Dear God.
Oh, she's out there.
Dear God. Anywho. So we go over to his mother's for Christmas Eve, and she loves the pierogies. So Larry made her the pierogies with the butter and the onions, right? I didn't tell you to use 2 sticks of butter, Larry.
Yeah, I over-buttered a bit. I lubed them up, yeah.
So we take the pierogies over in a basket, and it's a cute basket, Larry. I mean, we typically don't use it to go, transport food. We leave it in the house with other stuff. Anywho, what did you say about the basket, Larry? It was so cute.
I said, you're turning me into Little Red Riding Hood is what I said. Who the hell carries a basket like that full of stuff?
Well, because the pierogies were hot.
I felt silly. All I needed was the little hat and the red dress, I guess. I don't know.
That's true. Anywho, so we get to his mother's house, and her house is immaculate. Larry, were you even able to sit on the sofa when you were a kid?
No, because I don't know. I guess my butt left an imprint or something like that. And she just, I don't know. It's like, isn't that a man thing, though? Like, you get your little nook and everything, and you get it just like right for yourself. I don't know, but not me. No.
She's, it's like a showroom, Larry.
She'd smooth stuff out after I was there.
It's like a furniture showroom. Seriously, you look, but you don't touch. Anywho, so Larry brings in the pierogies, and, you know, his mother was thrilled. Oh, pierogies, you know. And so we take him in the kitchen. Larry's carrying the basket, and he takes out, they were in an aluminum pan, right? And again, I didn't tell you to use 2 sticks of butter, Larry.
Not your fault.
Anywho, he takes it out. The pierogies slip out of his hands. They fly on the floor. There's butter everywhere, onions everywhere. The dogs are licking it up. The mother, tell him what your mother did.
Oh. Well, God, I panicked, you know. I just panicked. I got all out of sorts. I'm like, oh my God, there's like butter all over the floor. There's pierogies flying
everywhere.
I was afraid the dog was going to eat them or whatever. So yeah. I just scooted around trying to pick them up or whatever. And I guess I underestimated that butter could be like ice or whatever. So the next thing you know, boom, I'm down on the floor.
Right down.
You know?
Dear God.
Taking a bath in butter.
Oh my God, it was awful. It was awful. And then his mother comes in and starts screaming, dear, you know, that Larry ruined her house and it's all over the cabin, which it was, Larry.
Destroyed it. Butter kills.
Yeah. So, you know, these things happen, right, Larry?
Usually not.
I don't think so. I think it's just our lives, you know. And, there's a lot of cars in that Long John Silver's. Anywho, we're on our way home. We have to go home and have some wine. I'm telling you, Larry, we got to open up the wine and just relax in front of the fire.
Yeah.
Dear God, I need a bottle. For Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's our life. So thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life. And we just want to tell you, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Dibs on the white wine.